Let's return now to a story we've been following here on Morning Edition, which has taken a dramatic turn. A new law that would allow undocumented immigrants to practice law here in California. It all began with a case before the state Supreme Court involving an undocumented immigrant named Sergio Garcia, who was fighting to get his lawyer's license. Early on in the high court proceedings, it wasn't looking good for Garcia. Then, as Emily Green reports, something unlikely happened.
Sergio Garcia passed the California bar exam 4 years ago. The bar granted Garcia a law license, but then rescinded it because he was undocumented. The justices of the California Supreme Court may have been sympathetic to Garcia, but it quickly became clear during oral argument they didn't think the law was on his side. Specifically, as the U.S. Department of Justice argued, federal law prevented Garcia's admission to the bar. But then there was this question from Justice Goodwin Liu.
Given that we all agree here that state courts are the ones that issue law licenses, could an enactment of the state legislature provide eligibility for a law license?
And this response from the Justice Department's Daniel Tenney.
We don't think there would be any federal prohibition on the issuance of such a license.
So that is your position.
That would be an outlet if the state enacted such legislation.
The case hit a nerve with state legislators. Garcia moved to the United States as a child and was approved for a green card nearly 19 years ago, but he's been on a waiting list to get it ever since. Shortly after oral argument, the state legislator's Latino caucus introduced a bill allowing undocumented immigrants to practice law. Democrats and Republicans overwhelmingly voted for it, and now Governor Jerry Brown has signed it into law. Garcia was ecstatic.
This is my life dream come true, one of two. I'm going for the U.S. citizenship next. I want to be a full part of this country.
Garcia's case is not quite over. The California Supreme Court still has to issue a final decision on whether he can practice law. Garcia and his lawyers say they fully expect the court to say he can. And with thousands of immigrants making their way through college and law school, the new California law could affect many more lives in the years to come. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in San Francisco.